Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, he'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? I think, you know, and obviously we know those teams pretty well, but it's, you know, good football being played right now. I think, you know, yesterday was probably the first time we got to sit down, or at least me, sit down and just watch some football for a second, and it's at a high level right now, man. So we're excited for the stretch we have coming up, for sure.
TJ Edwards talking about the Bears and this division and being able to watch a little football in your bye week, and you wake up after your bye week and you're in last place because the division is so good.
And they're all about to play each other some more. The Bears get everybody and we'll see what happens. I do have a lot of textures all over me. I also have some textures with me. During the break, I kept looking for, like, you know, little nuggets that I could add to my Packers going to get swept by the Bears point. And I'm just finding the other. Like, Tanny, Jordan Love has the most touchdown passes in the NFL since the beginning of last year. That doesn't help me. Let's see. The Packers had 11 tackles for loss as a defense this past Sunday. No, that doesn't help me.
How many yards did CJ Stroud throw for this week?
Only 86, but they ran for, like, what, 165 or
how
something
like that?
How many
yards did the Packers run for?
A lot. And Josh Jacobs is good, and he caught a touchdown pass for the first time in his life. I'm just telling you, I'm feeling it, and I got my reasons, which I've said, and now people can respond.
312-644-6767 is the number. Oak Park and Bobby. Hey, Bobby, you're on The Score.
Bobby!
What's up, boys?
Hey, man.
Although I love where the Bears are at, you know, the reason why I'm a little not feeling great about their odds of not finishing last is because I think they have the worst coach in the division, and I don't think it's even really close. Now, I think LaFleur and O'Connell, like, I hold those guys in pretty much the highest regard. Offensively and just coaching staff-wise, the Lions have their own thing going on. But these last couple of games for the Bears have been so smooth and so positive, so much positive vibes, it makes me forget how after week two and three I was like, how is Matt Eberflus still coaching this team? I just wish I felt better about Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus. But I still feel great. And if I could add one note of positivity, the Lions, who I think are the best team, I watched the Bears pretty much outplay them twice last year.
Correct.
So I feel really good about where they're at, but I just – wish I felt better about the coaching.
I don't think there's no way to argue that Eberflus is anything other than fourth among the coaches in this division. There's no way to argue that. But to your point, he got the better of Ben Johnson twice last year. Bears could have easily swept the Lions last year.
They did not, though.
No, they did not. Matt Eberflus might be the best defensive coordinator in this division.
Brian Flores would probably have an issue with you on that.
Well,
he's
a pretty damn good defensive play caller and coordinator, and this defense is humming and he's one of the reasons. But as a head coach, I can't disagree with that at all.
Let's go to Dave, who's in Wisconsin. Hey, Dave, you're on The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm a realist, you know, and I respect the fact that Bears are a better team because I think it helps out the whole NFL. They have a good rivalry going on. With that being said, just three games ago, you guys were all talking about firing Eberflus. He's a horrible coach, and until you guys get rid of him, that's going to hold you guys back. Look at LaFleur. Earlier this year, we lost Jordan Love, and God forbid we thought he was off for the season. We won two games with a quarterback who was told in Nets Football League was a horrible quarterback. Rex Ryan was panning this our Malik quarterback, and we won those two
Your
games.
That's his name.
We're 5-2 right now.
Malik quarterback, yep. Did have a very nice little look. The star of those wins was Matt LaFleur. He's a great offensive coach. He's a very, very smart coach, and they ran the hell out of the ball. Absolutely, and he's yet to lose to the Bears. I know, until twice this coming year.
Let's go to Marcus, who's calling from Virginia. Hey, Marcus, you're on The Score.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Marcus.
I was calling to speak about, we were talking about the rankings of the division, and a lot of you guys were talking about the quarterback play, but I think we are skipping over the opportunistic defense that we have and the youth of some of the emerging players on all three levels of defense. I think that could take us a long way. So even though Eberflus might not be the most ideal coach, I think if he could stick to the defense, I think we'll be all right, man.
But what do you think? Here's my issue with you taking that. How much attention are you actually paying to the Packers defense?
They do look good. They do look good.
How much attention are you paying to Minnesota's defense?
Oh, they did. Yeah, that's what's carrying them, honestly. I think we're going to end up seeing the fall of Darnold at one point.
See? Okay. That's what I mean, though, where it's like, if you look at the Bears in a vacuum, you can go, oh, yeah, the Bears' defense is really great.
Do you think Caleb can play better this year in the Packers games than quarterbacks did under Lovie Smith?
Yes.
So do I. And this Bears defense, I think, can be just as good as some of those defenses that gave the Packers everything they could, and all we needed was slightly better quarterback play. And I think we have that now. That's the difference.
Would you like to guess where the Athletic has the teams in the NFC North in their power rankings?
All four teams among the top 32, right? Is Detroit number one? If they're not one, they're two.
Correct. They are number one.
Ahead of Kansas City.
Ahead of Baltimore.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay.
Kansas City is number four.
They're undefeated and they're number four.
Yep.
They haven't even played that well, really. All right, so Detroit's one.
Okay.
Packers probably top five, or top six maybe. Are they six or seven?
Very good. The Packers are number five.
They're number five.
In those rankings.
And they're the second of the four division teams?
They are not.
Oh my, where the Vikings are what, two?
Three.
See, now that's, you think the Vikings are the third best team
no,
in the NFL?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not, but this is, you know, the
sure
folks at our friends over at The Athletic, I just wanted to use this as a template for you to...
They're admittedly and openly slaves to the moment, these power rankings. So 1, 3, and 5 for the other teams of the NFC North?
Would you like to guess where the Bears are?
14.
Good guess. 13.
Okay.
They are, and I would, that's...
Who are they ahead of?
That's the team that scares me. Bleeping Eagles are 12th. Then the Bears are 13th, Tampa 14th, San Francisco 15th. That thing in San Francisco looked like it's going
terrible. Oh, man.
Terrible.
Ayuk's out for the year. Debo Samuel's in the hospital. McCaffrey's not ready.
I got Trent Williams still punching people out there in the helmet. What are we doing, friend?
I don't know, man. He's strong enough to punch through the helmet, and he knows he is.
Chris Long told a great story on his podcast about trying to fight Trent Williams, and he was like, don't. He's like, just... He said that Chris Williams basically hit him with the Wonder Woman on Batman chest bump, where he just like hit him in the chest, and then Chris was like, I'm good on this forever. I don't have to do this ever again.
So we know the Bears last week were flexed for this upcoming game against the Commanders. It's a 3:25 game. So the flexed were the Bears and the Commanders, the flexees. Were the Eagles and the Bengals moved out of the late slot. Did you see the Sunday night game that got flexed?
No.
The Vikings and the Colts is going to be a Sunday night game a week from this Sunday. They were given a Sunday night game because the Vikings are, in some people's mind, the third best team in the country.
I don't trust
and the Colts,
quarterback for the other team.
I mean, neither. But the Colts have a winning record. So Vikings-Colts, did you see it got flexed away? The Eagles again. Eagles and Jaguars was supposed to be the Sunday night game. So I know it's mostly Jaguars.
Yeah, that's mostly you don't ever want to see the Jaguars on national television ever again.
But it's still 2 weeks in a row with the NFL saying, Eagles, get out of our spotlight game
for
now.
Their coach is an idiot, but they still have a lot of talent on that team. And if Jalen Hurts can lead, they should be a problem for the wild card. That's all I'm going to say. But he's an idiot. We need to take a break. We're going to talk with a guy who's not an idiot. Jason Leisure is going to talk Bears with you. They're back. They're at Halas Hall. We're going to find out what he thought, how the London trip went for him, and what he thinks about the Bears getting ready for this game against Washington. That's next on The Score.